He was girded on, and with that between his legs and his tarkies, our once and only Bragspear, he clanked, to my clinking, from V-toes to treetop, every inch of an immortal. He had not walked over a pentiad pair of parsecs from his asylum, when, at the turning of Shinshon Lantern, near St. Bowery's without his walls, he came, secunding to the 111th of his prophecies, amnis limina permanent, upon the most unconsciously boggy-looking stream he ever locked his eyes with. Out of the cullions, it took a rise by daubing itself Ninon. It looked little, and it smelt of brown, and it thought in narrows, and it talked so shallow. And as it rin, it dribbled like any lively... My, 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 me and me, little down bream, don't I love thee? And I declare, what was there on the yonder bank of the stream that would be a river, parched on a limb of the olam, bolt downright, but the gripes? And, no doubt, he was fit to be dried, for why had he not been having the juice of his time? His pips had been neatly all drowned on him. His pulps were charging odors every older minute. He was quickly forgetting the dresser's disdain on the flyleaf of his prawns, and he was quietly forgiving the bailiff's distrain onto the bulk side of his pile de pompe. In all his specious heavings, as believed by Optimus Maximus, the mooks had never seen his Dubville brooder on low so nigh to a pickle. Adrian, that was the mooks's nows a something on, stuck still fizz-a-fizz to the gripes, in an accessit of orignation. But all mooks must a mood end, much as all routes, austere ways or wester's ways, in roaming run through room. Hic saw a stone, singularly illud, and on hoc stone setter sat hoc sate, which it filled quite preposterously, and by acclamation, to its fullest justatorium, and whereupon, with his unfallible encyclicling upon his alloilable, new patriarch of the West, and the athemist-sprinkled pederect he always walked with, Deus dedit, cheek by jowl with his frisherman's blag, bellua triumphanes, his every way added to Wallet's collection, for yea longer he lived, yea broader he be taught of it, the fetter, the sum, and the haul it cost. He looked the first and last mica-like laicness of Quartus the fifth, and Quintus the sixth, and Sixtus the seventh, giving all night sitting to Leo the faulty pint. Good appetite, Sir Mooks! How do you do it, cheat the gripes? In a wherry wiggy Mardalinian voice, and the jackasses all within ball laughed and brayed for his intentions, for they knew their sly toad Lowry now. I am rarum omenum blessed to see you, my dear Moster. Will you not perhaps tell me everything, if you are pleased, Sanity? All about Orn and Lithiel, and also all and all about Orn and Lithiel's, nay? Think of it, O miserendissimus retempta, a gripes. Rats, bellowed the mooks most telesphorously, the concionator, and the sissimuses and the zozimuses in their robin houses quailed to hear his tardy noise at all, for you cannot wake a silken nouse out of a horse ear. Blast yourself and your anatomy inferioribus. No, hang you for an animal rurale. I am superbly in my supremest pontiff. Abase, you baldy queens. Gather behind me, satraps. Rots. I am till infinity obliged with you, bowed the gripes, his wine having gone to his palfrey head. I am still always having a wish on all my extremities. By the watch, what is the time, Pace? Figure it. The pining peaver to a mooks. Ask my index, mund my Achilles, swell my orbulum, wash up my nays serene, answered the mooks, rapidly by turning Clement, Urban, Eugenius, and Celestian in the foremost of good groggery humours. Quote a whore? That is quite about what I came on my missions, with my intentions laudabiliter to settle with you, Barbarossa. Let Thor be Orlog, let Pauline be Irene, let you be beaten, and let me be Los Angeles. Now measure your length, now estimate my capacity. Well, Sour, is this space of our couple of hours two-dimensional for you, temporizer? Will you give you up? Como? Fuertit? Sancta patientia. You should have heard the voice that answered him. cullavo, Selina. I was just thinking upon that, sweet Smooksy, but for all the rhyme on my raisin, if I can now make my submission, I cannot give you up, the gripes whimpered from nethermost of his one hope. I shall a so bound be will so thou to says it. My tumble loudy bullocker is my own. My velocity is to fit in one stockin', and my special in excelsis, the belowing things above. But I will never be abler to tell your honoriousness. Here he near lost his limb, though my corked father was but a pseudo-waiter, whose o'clock you wear. Incredible! Well, hear the inevitable. Your temple, sus in cribro, semper excommunicambi ambisumers, to Gurius in Europe or to Curius in ashes, nova Rome, my creature, bleave and blives. My building space in Lionine City is always to let to Leon-like men, the mooks, in a most consistorous allocution, pontifically, with immediate jurisdiction constantinently conflooded. What a crammer for the shape-rocked gripes! And I regret to proclaim that it is out of my temporal to help you from being killed by inches. What a thrust! As we first met each other, knew where so early. Poor little sow-sieved, sub-squashed gripes. I begin to feel contemption for him. My side, thank Decretals, is as safe as Mother Our's houses, he continued, and I can seen from my holy dome what it is to be wholly sane. Union jock and be joined to yock. Paris is to say Crucicrux belongs to him who Parises himself. And there, I must leave you subject for the pressing. I can prove that against you. Wait a momentum, mine goot enemy, or Cospel's not our star. I bet you this dozen odd. This voluminous dozen odd. Quas primas, but 'tis bitter to compote my knowledge's fructos of tomes. Elevating to give pint to his blick, his jeweled pederect to the all-misty ceiling, he lucky struck blue-illed out of a few should-be santalants, a cloister of starabouts over maples, a Lucioli's in Teresa Street, and a stop sign before Sophie Barrett's. He gathered to Goddard the odds docents of his volumes, Gresk, Latin, and Russi Cruxion, onto the laps of his prolegs, into Omfult one scuppered, and sat about his wider proof. He proved it well, who on earth dry and ricic times, and vraimiamant to cess, to the extinction of Niklaus altogether. Niklaus Alopecius having been the once Gripes's pop-willed nimbum, by Nucleus and Inexagoras, and Mumpson and Thumpson, by Erasmus and by Amenius, by Anacletus the Jew, and by Malachi the Augurer, and by the Capon's collection, and after that, with Cheeky's gelatin, and all-day Brandy's formalon, he reproved it altogether, when not in that order, sundering in some different order, alter 330 and 100 times, by the binomial diorum, and the penic walls, and the Ind, the Inkelspill legends, and the rule of the hoop, and the blessings of expedience, and the juice, the jujicants of Pontius Pilate, and all the mummy scripts in sick box junk room, and the chapters for the cunning of the chapters of the cunning fox by tail. While that Muxius, with pre-procession and with pro-procession, duplicitly and diplicitly, was promulgating ipso facts and sad contrasts, this rascally Gripus, he had all but seceded in monophysicking his ill subordinates. But as awful as he had caught his base Semenoius Sarchnactiers to combuxinate upon the syllipses of his aspilouts and the ache-poor users of his Hagion Pneumax to sin erethetize with the bred chestviousness of his sweet ovula ducos, so farfully the logothods of his sacularies were fond at variance with the synodals of his Sampulium and his Babscis Nepogrisimost got the hoof from his Filioquus. After 1,000 years, O gripes, con my sheepskins, ye will be blind to the world, enscade Mooks the pious. After 1,000 years, answered Gripes the Gregory, be the goat of Mohammed's, yours may be still, O Mooks, more both-eared. Us shall be chosen as the first of the last by the Electress of Vale Hollow, observed the Mooks nobly, for par the unicum of El Eligiax, us Sam in our stabulary, and that is what Ruby and Roby fall for, Blissin. The pills, the nasal wash, Yardley's, the army man cut, as British as Bond Street, and as straight cut as when that broken arch traveller from Nuzoland. We, confused the gripes, limply, shall not even be the last of the first, we hope, when oust are visitated by the veiled horror. And, he added, me are relying entirely, see the 43rd of Elizabeth, on the weightiness of Mir's breath, puffet. On sight bared embosher, relentless foe to social and business success, Uri Allen, it might have been a happy evening, but... And they viterberated each other, canis et coluba, with the wildest ever wielded since Taristinus lashed Pisasphaltium. Unicorn, ungulant, uvuloid, usky beak. And bull folly answered volleyball. Nuvoletta, in her light dress, spun of Sistine shimmers, was looking down on them, leaning over the banisters and listening all she childishly could. How she was brightened when Shouldrops and his globering hawks guide his Welkinstuck, and how she was overclosed when Knees Knobs on his swivel was make-acting such a pulse of himself. She was alone. All her newbied companions were asleeping with the squirrels. Their miver, Mrs. Moonan, was off in the first quarter, scrubbing the back steps of number 28. Fover, that scand, he was up in Norwood's soca parlor, eating oceans of Voking's blemish. Nuvoletta listened as she reflected herself, though the heavenly one with his constellatria and his emanation stood between, and she tried all she tried to make the Mooks look up at her, but he was far too adiaptotously far-seeing, and to make the gripes hear how coy she could be, though he was much too systematically auricular about his ends to heed her. But it was all Miles vapor moist. Not even her faint reflection, Nuva Lucia, could they talk their noses off, for their minds, with intrepified fate and bungless curiosity, were conclaved with Heliogoblius and Commodus and Enobarbarus, and whatever the coordinal dickens they did, as their damp roush of papyrus and bookstubs said. As if that was their spiration, as if theirs could duiperate her queendom, as if she would be third party to search on search proceedings. She tried all the winsome, wonsome ways her four winds had taught her. She tossed her sfuma steliacinous hair like la princesse de la petite Bretagne, and she rounded her mignon's arms like Mrs. Cornwallis West, and she smiled over herself like the beauty of the image of the pose of the daughter of the Queen of the Emperor of Ireland, and she sighed after herself as were she born to bride with Tristis Tristior Tristissimus. But sweet Madonine, she might fair as well have carried her daisies worth to Florida. For the Mooks, a dog-mad aconite, were not a moost, and the gripes, a doubly-boused Catholic, was painfully oblivisant. I see, she sighed, there are manner. The siss of the wisp of the sigh of the soft thing at the stir of the fergroso orundo of a long one in midius reeds, and shades began to glitter along the banks, greepsing, greepsing, dusk unto dusk, and it was as gloaming could be in the waste of all peaceable worlds. Metamnesia was all sunum coloriform brun, Cytheria spien an olan, inemorous and unnumerous. The Mooks had a sound eyes right, but he could not all hear. The gripes had light ears left, yet he could but ill see. He ceased, and he ceased, tongue and trit, and it was never so ever so dusk of both of them. But still move thought on the deeps of the unths he would profound, come the morrocks, and still gry field of the scripes he would escape if by grace he had luck in hopes. Oh, how it was dusk, from Valle Moriah to Gracia Plena, dormimus echo, adieu. Adieu, It was so dusk that the tears of night began to fall, first by ones and twos, then by threes and fours, at last by fives and sixes of sevens, for the tired ones were waking, as we weep now with them. Oh, 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 par la pluie. Then there came down, to the thither bank, a woman of no appearance. I believe she was a black with chills at her feet, and she gathered up his hoariness the mooks metamorphally, where he was spread, and carried him away to her invisible dwelling, that height's Aquila Rapax, for he was the holy sacred Solomon Parship's spit of her Parship's apron. So, you see, the mooks, he had reason as I knew, and you knew, and he knew all along. And there came down to the hither bank a woman to all important, though they say that she was comely, spite the cold in her heed. And, for he was as like it as blow it to a hawker's hank, she plucked down the gripes, torn panicky autotone, in anger from his limb, and carried away its beatitudes with her, to her unseen sheiling. It is de rore celi. And so the poor gripes got wrong, for that is always how a gripes is, always was, and always will be, and it was never so thoughtful of either of them. And there were left now an only elm tree, and but a stone, palled with Pietrus, sier but Saul. Oh, yes, and Nuvoletta, alas! Then Nuvoletta reflected for the last time in her little long life, and she made up all her myriads of drifting minds in one. She cancelled all her engagements. She climbed over the banisters. She gave a childly, cloudy cry. Nue, nue. A light dress fluttered. She was gone. And into the river, that had been a stream, for a thousand of tears had gone e'en her, and come on her, and she was stout and struck on dancing, and her muddied name was Mrs. Liffey, there fell a tear, a single tear, the loveliest of all tears, I mean for those Cry-Love Fables fans, who are keen on the pretty, pretty common face sort of thing you meet by Hope Harrods, for it was a leap tear. But the river tripped on her by and by, lapping as though her heart was brook. Why, way, oh, way, I so silly to be flowing, but I no canna stay. No applause, please, bast. The Rome Scott Natal Shaker will go round your circulation in Diu Dorsus. A la boy, Major, I'll take your reactions in another place after themes. Nolan Brown, you may now leave the classroom. Joe Peters, Fox. As I have now successfully explained to you my own natural-born rations, which are even in excise of my vaulty brain, ensure me that I am a mouth's more deserving case by genius. I feel in symbathos, for my ever-devoted friend and half-a-loaf unwashed, Knackers Nyokovich, darling gem, darling small fox, horror show. I could love that man like my own Ambo for being so Bailey Kiaver, though he's an awful curilas, and I must slav to methodiousness. I want him to go and live like a Tierbill, in charge of the night brigade on Tristan da Cunha, Isle of Man Overboard, where he'll make number 106 and be near inaccessible. The meeting of mahoganies be the waves remenches me that this exposed sight, though it pines for an umbrella of its own, and needs a shelter belt of the true service sought to keep its bowls clean, the weeping beeches, Pisia and Tilia, are in a wild state about it, ought to be classified, as Cricket Butt Willome and his two nurserymen advisers suggested, under genus inexhaustible, when we refloat upon all the butternut, sweet gum, and manna ash, red cedera, which is so purulent there, as if there was hawthorns in Corachesa, which ought to look as plain as a lodgepole to anybody, until we are introduced to that piney tacoteca of Verney Rubius, where the Diodati is pinctured for us in a pure stand, which we do not doubt has a habitat of doing, but without those self-sown seedlings, which are a species of proof that the largest individual can occur at or in an olivation such as East Connor Hillock, where it mixes with fulfications and common sallies and is tender. Vox populus, as we say in Hickory Hockery, and I wish we had some more glasses of arborvitae. White wrote by the roadside, or on over Alumpot. All the man White Beaver is Dakyo. He ought to go away for a change of ideas, and he'd have a world of things to look back on. Do, sweet Daniel. If I weren't a Jones in myself, I'd elect myself to be his dolphin in the wilds below, because he is such a barefooted rubber with my super socks pulled over his face, which I publicked in my best back garden for the latification of siderodromites and to the irony of the stars. You will say it is most un-English, and I shall hope to hear that you will not be wrong about it. But I further feeling a bit husky in my truth. Will you please come over and let us more mergersly to each as other down below our vices? I am underheard by old Bill Faust. Wilsh is full of kirks. The cool skittle is Philip Deblenite. Mr. Whist is there over behind the want not. Wilsh and Whist are as thick of thins odder as Faust on the Deblenite. Sgono shuto estas preta lata pizzo malgranda. Li legas al ciencia chambro. Quelque foie functas, quelque foie shrumpa shultroi. Hodi anci elvi fartas, mia nigra signoro. And, from the point of fun, where I am crying to arrive you at, they are on all four as foible-minded as you can feel they are fable-bodied. My heeders will recoil with a great leisure how, at the outbreak, before trespassing on the space question, where even Michelangelines have fooled to dread, I proved to myself, as to your sottish fiction, how his abject, all through, the quick quid of Professor Ciandolone's too frequently hypothecated Bettlermensch is nothing so much more than a mere cash dime, however genteel he may want ours, if we please, I am speaking to us in the second person, for to this graded intellectual's dime is cash, and the cash system, you must not be allowed to forget that this is all contained, I mean the system, in the dogmarks of Origin on Spurios, means that I cannot now have or not have a piece of cheaps in your pocket at the same time and with the same manners as you can now not half or half the cheek apiece I've in mind, unless Burrus and Cassius have not or not have simultaneously sis-entangled themselves, sell dear to sold there, once in the dairy days of by and by. Burrus, let us like to imagine, is a genuine prime, the real choice, full of natural grease, the mildest of milk stuffs, yet unbeaten as a rizicide, and, of course, obsoletely unadulterous, whereat Cassius is obviously the revise of him, and, in fact, not an ideal choose by any means, though the better man of the two is meltingly addicted to the more casual side of the arrivalist case, and, let me say it at once, as zealous over him as is possibly he. The same home and history seeks and hypence, which we used to be reading for our pre-purgatory, hot, shot, till Duddy shut the shopper up, and Mutty, poor Mutty, brought us our poor suppy. Ah, who, how, in Acetius, and Oleosus, and Celius Volatilis, and Petrus Papricus. Our old party quite united round the slat bowl at Commons. Pharaoh Salamos himself, and that sprog of a Pedersil, and his sprig of thyme, and a dozen of the Murphy buds, and a score and more of the hot young capels, and Letusia in her green sleeves, and you two and me three, twinsome bibs but handsome eights, like Shakespeare and eggs. But there's many a split pretext bowl and jowl, and snob screwing that cork shot. To understand this as well as you can, feeling how backward you are in your down-to-the-ground benches, I have completed the following arrangement for the coarse use of stools, and if I don't make away with you, I'm beyond Caesar out nullest. The older scissors, tyrants, regicide is too good for you, become unbearable from age. The compositor of the farce of Dustany, however, makes a thunple drum mistake by letting off this pianoforte effect as his first act, as that is where the Duke comes in. Having been sort of nine-knived and truly removed, This soldier author Batman, for all his commentaryism, is just another of those soft-seized bubbles who never quite got the Sandhurst out of his eyes, so that the champagne he draws for us is as flop as a plan, Krieg. The twin Freer types are billed to make their reappearance as the new neck and knife knickknots on the deserted Champ de Bouteille. A most cursory reading into the Persic Aurelian's hostery shows us how Phanomagula picked up that proper new man out of a collection of prefixes, though to the permienting connoisseur, the Cucuzian offsprung of this son of a cock is as Saturn as there's a tub in Tobolosk, Ostiac della Fogel Marina. But that I deny the fact of wanton to West Point, I could paint you to that butter, cheese it, if you had some wash. Mord, they alive, owe me no nonsense. Why, the case is as inessive and impassive as chasm hands. Their interlocutive is con-provocative, just as every hazy hates to having a has-been in her nose. Cassius may bethink himself a thought of a caviller, but Burrus has the reachly rounded head that goes best with thought-thinking defensive fideism. He has the lack of wisdom under every dint in his laughter, while the other fellows are ne vezi milky indeed, my mite, laughing over the linnets and weeping off the union. He hisn't the hay, og he listen't the log, poo-hoo. And each night, sim Mrs. Nand, he winks he had the sam again. It was aptly and corrigidly stated, and it is royally needless for one ex-ungue leonem to say by whom, that his seeing's craft was that clarity as were the whole borough of Putrusburg to be ever launched over him. Pitch batch he could still make out with his augstrich the green mote in Ireland's eye. Let me sell you the full troth of Burrus when he wore a Junker. Here it is, and charming too in 6x7. A cleanly line by the gods, a king off duty and a jaw forever. And what a cheery, ripe outlook! Good help, Medius Fedius. If I were to speak my o-hole mouthful to Arinam about it, you should call me the Ormuzd aliment in your midst of fame. Eat ye up, sings the salmon in the psalm. Butyrum et mel comedet ut sciat reprobare malum et eligere bonum. This, of course, also explains why we were taught to play in the childhood, Der Hainsli ist dein Butterbrot, mein Butterbrot, und Kirby ist dein Stinkenkot. Ja, ja, ja. This, in fact, just to show you, is Cassius, the brother Scotch, or poor Tyrone. A hole or two, the high stinks aforefelt, and any go prigging worms. Cheese, you complain. And hi, must say you are not holy in the wrong. Thus we cannot escape our likes and mislikes. Exiles or ambushers, beggar and neighbor, and, this is where the dime show advertisers advanced the temporal relief plea, let us be tolerant of antipathies. Nex quo vis burro num fit mercasius. I am not hereby giving my final endorsement to the learned ignorance of the Cusanus philosophism in which old Nicholas pegs it down that the smarter the spin of the top, the sounder the span of the button. What the worthy old auberginist ought to have meant was, the more stolidly immobile in space appears to me the bottom which is presented to use in time by the top primo mobilis, etc. And I shall be misunderstood if understood to give an unconditional sine quam to the heroicized furibouts of the Nolanus theory, or at any rate of that substrate of apart from his sherry, where the Theophil swores that on principle he was the pointing start of his odios by comparison, and that Wilde's eggs will fall cheapened all over the wold, the bure will be dear on the brie. Now, while I am not out now to be taken up as unintentionally recommending the Silkebjörg Tyrone Dynamon machine for the more economical helixtrolysis of those ambo-adipates, until I can find space to look into myself a little more closely first, I shall go on with my decisions after having shown to you in good time how both products of our social stomach, the excellent Dr. Burrowman, I noticed, by the way, from his emended food theory, has been carefully digesting the very wholesome criticism I helped him to in my Princeps edition, which is all so much to the cud, are mutually polarized, the incompatibility of any delusional acting as ambivalent to the fixation of his pivotism. Positing, as above, two males' pools, the one the picture of the other, and the ombre the scotia of the one, and looking wantingly around our undistributed middle between males, we feel we must wastefully warn to female to focus, and on this stage there pleasantly appears the cowrie maid, M, whom we shall often meet below, who introduces herself upon us at some precise hour, which we shall again agree to call absolute zero, or the babbling pump of Platonism. And so, like that former son of Achish who went up and out to found his farmer's ashes, we come down home gently on our own turnabout asses to meet Margarine. We now romp through a period of pure lyricism of shame-bred music. Technologically, let me say, the appetizing entry of this subject on a full chest of vials is plumply putting the carp before d'oeuvre off, evidenced by such words in distress as, I cream for thee, sweet margarine, and the more hopeful, oh margarina, still in the bowl is left a lump of gold. Correspondents, by the way, will keep on asking me what is the correct garnish to serve drasheens with tansy sauce. Enough. The pawn-breaking pathos of the first of these shoddy pieces reveals it as a caseous effort. Burrus's bit is often used for a toast. Criniculture can tell us very precisely indeed how and why this particular streak of yellow silver first appeared on, not in, the bowl, that is to see, the human head, bald, black, bronze, brown, brindled, better-halved, or blanche-manged, where it might be usefully compared with an earwig on a full bottom. I am offering this to Signorina Cuticura, and I intend to take it up and bring it under the nose-tis of Herr Harleen by way of diverting his attention. Of course, the unskilled singer continues to pervert our wiser ears by subordinating the space element, that is, to sing the aria to the time factor, which ought to be killed il tempore. I should advise any unborn singer who may still be among my heeders to forget her temporal diaphragm at home, the best thing that could happen to it, and attack the roulade with a swift colpo di glottide to the lug. Though Mass, I will insist, was reclined from overdoing this, his recovery often being slow, and then, oh, on the third dead beat, oh, to close her eyes, and I open her oath, and see what spice I may send her. How? Cease thee, canter tricky. I fain would be solo. Arouse thee, my valour. And say for'er, my troubadour. I shall have a word to say in a few yards about the acoustic and orchidectural management of the tone hall, but as ours is a vivarious, where one plant's breath is a lunger planner's bicep, and you may not care for argon, it will be very convenient for me, for the emolument, to pursue Burrus and Caseus for a rung or two up their isosceling biangle. Every admirer has seen my goulash of Marge. She is so like the sister, you don't know, and they both dress alike, which I titled The Very Picture of a Needless Woman, which in the presence ornates our national cruet stand. This genre of portraiture of changes of mind, in order to be truly torse, should evoke the bush soul of females, so I am leaving it to the experienced victim to complete the general suggestion by the mental addition of a wallopy bound, or, should the zoological zealot prefer it, a kangaroo teal. The hatboxes which composed Romba, Lady Trabizond, Marge in her exchosis, also comprised the climactogram up which B and C may fondly be imagined ascending, and are suggestive of gentlemen's spring modes, these modes carrying us back to the superimposed clay layers of Eocene and Pleistocene formation, and the gradual morphological changes in our body politic, which Professor Ebayi Ahuri of Philadespoines Il, whose blue butter bust I have just given his coup de grace to, neatly names a boîte à surprise. The boxes, if I may break the subject gently, are worth about fourpence per box, but I am inventing a more patent process, foolproof and pri-perfect. I should like to ask that Shedlock Holmes person, who is out for removing the roofs of our criminal classics, by what deductio ad dominum he hopes de tacto to detect anything, unless he happens of himself movibile tectu to have a slade off, after which they can be reduced to a fragment of their true crust by even the youngest of Margies, if she will take place to be seated and smile if I please. Now there can be no question about it either that I, having done as much, having quite got the size of that demilitary young female, we will continue to call her Marge, whose types may be met with in any public garden wearing a very dressy affair known as an Ethel of instep length, and with a real fur reduced to 3 and 9 and muffin cap to tone, their angel skin this fall ostentatiously hemming apologetically over the shirtness of some sweet garment, when she is not sitting on all the free benches, avidously reading about it, but evidently on the lookout for him, or so thrilled about the best-dressed dolly pram and beautiful elbow competition, or at the movies swallowing sobs and blowing mixed mixkits over Child Chaplin's latest, or on the verge of the gutter with some bobbed hair, brief-frocked baby Mars toddler, the Smythe Smythes, now keep 2 domestics and aspire to 3 male ones, a shover, a butt-legger, and a sectary, held hostage at arm's length, teaching his infant majesty how to make waters worse. I am closely watching Master Pules, as I have regions to suspect from my post that her little man is a secondary schoolteacher under the boards of education, a voted disciple of Infantulus, who is being utilized thus publicly by the seducente infanta to conceal her own more masculine personality by flaunting frivolous finery over men's inside clothes, for the femininity of that totamulia will always lack the musculink of a verum virum. My solutions for the proper parturience of matres and the education of micturious mites must stand over from the moment till I tackle this tickler hussy for occupying my attentions. Margarina, she's very fond of Boris, but a lick and a lack, she's very fond of cheese. The important influence exercised on everything by this East Asian import has not been till now fully flavored, though we can comfortably taste it in this case. I shall come back for a little more say farther on. A Cleopatrician in her own right, she at once complicates the position while Burrus and Caecius are contending for her mystery by implicating herself with an elusive Antonius, a wop who would appear to hug a personal interest in refined cheese of all shades, at the same time as he wags an antimine art of being rude like the boor. This Antonius Burrus Caecius group triad may be said to equate the Qualis equivalent with the older so-called Talis on Talis one, just as quantly as in the hyperchemical Economantarchy the tantum ergons illuminate the quantum urge, so that eggs is to whey as whey is to zed, like your golf child's a boob caddy. And this is why any simple Philadelphus of a pool you like to dress, an atomist-hued Lotonian, X-legged patricite, may be awfully green to one side of him and fruitfully blue on the other, which will not screen him, however, from appealing to my grope-searching eyes. Through the strongholds of my acropole, as a boosted, blasted, bleating, blatant, bloatin', blasphorous, blasphorous idiot who cannot tail a bomb from a pain-apple when he steals one, and wannot sing his salmon with the Kong in aggregational pom-poms with the canting crew. No topsman to your tarpia. This thing, Mr. Abbey, is nefand. And taking off saltstuffs and alka-like matters, I hope we can kill time to reach the salt, because there's some force glass nutric acids bittering in the salt pewter for you to plump your pottage in. The thundering legion has stormed Olympus at its end. 12 tabular times till now have I edicted it. Marus Janius to Carius Caecius. Moriture te salutat. My famous Themis race is run, so let democracy take the hindmost. Abraham Trippier. Those old diligences are quite out of date. Read next answer. I'll beat you so long. Big-tempered, why not take direct action? See previous reply. My unchanging word is sacred. The word is my wife to expanse and expound, to vend and to venerate, and may the curlews crown our nuptials. Till breath us depart. Amen. Beware, would you change with my years? Be as young as your grandmother. The ring man in the wrong shop, but the right words by the rote order. Ubi lingua non cupasit, ibi fas. Adversus hostem semper sac. She that will not feel my full moon, let her peel to thee as the hoyden and the impudent. That man that hath no Moses in his soul, nor is not awed by conquests of words law, who never with himself was fed, and leaves his soil to lave his head, when his hopes and his high laws from whisking his woe, if he came to my preach, a proud purse-broken ranger, when the heavens were welling the spite of their spout, to beg for a bite in our bark, Noah's danger, would myself and Mac Jeffet, four in hand, foot him out? Aye, were he my own breast brother, my doubled with love, and my single biased hate, were we bred by the same fire, and signed with the same salt, had we tapped from the same master and robbed the same till, were we tucked in the one bed and bit by the one flea, homo gallant and hemicap noise, bum and dingo jack by churl, though it broke my heart to pray it, still I'd fear, I'd hate to say. 12. Sacer esto? Answer, semus sumus. Shem is as short for Seamus as Jem is jokey for Jacob. A few toughnecks are still get atable, who pretend that aboriginally he was of respectable stemming. He was an outlex between the lines of Ragnar Blaubarb and Harald Hairwire, and an in-law to Captain the Honourable and Reverend Mr. Birdwood de Troblog was among his most distant connections. But every honest-to-goodness man in the land of the space of today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white. Putting truth and untruth together, a shot may be made at what this hybrid actually was like to look at. Shem's bodily get-up, it seems, included an adz of a skull, an eight of a lark's eye, the hole of a nose, one numb arm up a sleeve, 42 hairs off his uncrown, 18 to his mocklip, a trio of barbells from his megageg chin, sowman's son, the wrong shoulder higher than the right, all ears, an artificial tongue with a natural curl, not a foot to stand on, a handful of thumbs, a blind stomach, a deaf heart, a loose liver, 2/5 of 2 buttocks, 1 gleetsteen avoir de poids for him, a man root of all evil, a salmon kelt's thin skin, eel's blood in his cold toes, a bladder trist-ended, so much so that young Master Shemmy, on his very first debouche at the very dawn of proto-history, seeing himself such and such, when playing with thistle words in their garden nursery, grief or trophio at Fig Street, 111, Shovelin, Old Holland, would we go back there now for sounds, pillings, and scents? Would we now for annas and annas? Would we for full score 8 and a liretta, for 12 blocks 1 bob, for 4 testers 1 groat? Not for Ardina, not for Joe, dictated to all of his little brethren and suisterines, the first riddle of the universe, asking, when is a man not a man? Telling them, take their time, young fries, and wait till the tide stops, for from the first his day was a fortnight, and offering the prize of a bittersweet crab, a little present from the past, for their copper age was yet unminted, to the winner. One said, when the heavens are Quakers. A second said, when Bohemian lips. A third said, when he know, when, hold hard, Jiffy, when he is a Gnostic and determined to. The next one said, when the angel of death kicks the bucket of life. Still another said, when the wine's at wit's ends. And still another, when lovely woman stoops to conk him. One of the littliest said, me, Sam, when Papper papered the harbour. One of the wittiest said, when he eat ye ablo cookin, and his mir hisself do jukin. Still one said, when you are old, I'm grey, fall full we sleep. And still another, when we dead are walkner. And another, when he is just only after having been semi-sized. Another, when yea, he hath no mananas. And one, when those pigs, they begin now that they will flies up until the loof. All were wrong, so Shem himself, the doctator, took the cake, the correct solution being, all give it up, when he is a, yours till the rending of the rocks, Sham. Shem was a sham, and a low sham, and his lowness creeped out first via foodstuffs. So low was he that he preferred Gibson's Tea Time salmon, tinned, as inexpensive as pleasing, to the plumpest roe-heavy lax, or the friskiest par or smolt trufflet that ever was gaffed between Lake Slip and Island Bridge, and many was the time he repeated in his botulism that no jungle-grown pineapple ever smacked like the whoppers you shook out of Ananias's cans, find later in Gladstone's Corner House, England. End of side five. To continue, turn the cassette over.